And now for something completely different.
Here's what's coming up this hour on today's experience. Our DDD devotional diamond of the day. The first one out of the gate. Two stage calling. Plus, I don't think we've ever done this before. We're going to look into you've been served. We'll wind our way through as we look at I will find a way, and then close it out with slowly I turn.
David Spoon's life has been an experience. While growing up in a Jewish family, he made a wrong turn toward drug abuse. Then David Spoon found Jesus Christ, and his life completely changed. And the more he studied the gospel, the more he wanted to share his experiences with others. Then, after decades of ministry, David discovered a new path of service. He joined K-Praise, and this radio program began. You are about to hear the David Spoon Experience.
Welcome to the David Spoon Experience, local, national, and heavenly talk. I think I'll hit my hand on the mic bridge again. Here's what we're looking at during the show. Wait. Ow. Lessons for surviving, living, and prevailing. Yeah. Politics, entertainment, and current events, personal revelations, spiritual observations, my life's insanities, and oy vey. So much more. You know how I grew up? What are you going to be? A lawyer? A doctor or a disappointment? Which one? Oh, he faced so much. Hey, we're asking you, what do you think? Give us a call at 866-577-2473. 866-K-PRAISE. Any topic is, of course, technically open for conversation because it's not professional radio, and I feel that's highly evident by our evidence that we provide. Nope. It's just radio. It's a cross between Steve Martin, Sean Hannity, and Focus on the Family, the David Spoon Experience, here on AM 1210 AM K-Praise. Boy, that's wrong. Wow! Christian station here in San Diego. We'll be back. Don't go anywhere.
The David Spoon Experience continues on AM 1210 K-Praise, the Christian station.
With SRN News, I'm Keith Peters in Washington. President Trump will make his first address to a joint session of Congress this evening. House Speaker Paul Ryan says the president's speech comes at a time of unique opportunity.
We can fix our health care system so that costs go down and choices go up. We can fix our broken tax code so that rates go down and growth goes up. We can fix our regulatory system so that it protects us instead of punishes us. And we can secure our border and rebuild our military for the 21st century.
On the health care plan, however, three conservative senators, Mike Lee of Utah, Rand Paul of Kentucky, and Ted Cruz of Texas, said they would resist a plan they describe as Obamacare light. They say they'll accept nothing less than full repeal. Meanwhile, President Trump appeared on this morning's Fox and Friends to say he believes President Obama has something to do with the raucous protests against Republican lawmakers across the country.
I think that President Obama is behind it because his people are certainly behind it. And some of the leaks possibly come from that group.
Forecasters say a large part of the central United States faces an increased risk for significant tornadoes, including some overnight in a late winter storm system. The Storm Prediction Center in Norman, Oklahoma, says severe storms could impact 44 million people today in an area stretching from Arkansas to Ohio. The FBI is confirming for the first time that it is investigating as a hate crime last week's Kansas bar shooting that killed an Indian man and wounded another. The FBI says it bases that probe on the initial investigative activity involving the February 22nd attack at Austin's Bar and Grill in Olathe, Kansas. Witnesses to the shooting said suspect Adam Purinton yelled, "Get out of my country," at the two Indian men before opening fire. One of the men was killed and the other was wounded. On Wall Street, the Dow down by 25 points, the Nasdaq dropped 36. This is SRN News.
Hey, K-Praise friends, Sam Rasul here with Keller Williams Realty. So I heard you've been on the internet trying to figure out what your home's worth. Stop that. The internet's a scary place. If you or someone you know is considering selling, call me. I'll give you a free and accurate home value report. The market is changing and you need to know what's going on. I've been selling homes all over San Diego for more than 20 years. I'm a trusted K-Praise partner and fellow believer. You have nothing to lose by calling me. My in-home consultation and home value report are free. When we meet, I'll give you a copy of my book, Muslim by Birth, Christian by Faith, and I'll even donate to your favorite charity or ministry. Call me now, 858-780-1SAM, 858-780-1SAM, or just visit thinksam.com, realestatethinksam.com. Thanks.
This is John MacArthur welcoming you to Portraits of Grace. In his classic book, The Knowledge of the Holy, A.W. Tozer writes, quote, "The history of mankind will probably show that no people has ever risen above its religion, and man's spiritual history will positively demonstrate that no religion has ever been greater than its idea of God. Worship is pure or base as the worshiper entertains high or low thoughts of God. For this reason, the gravest question before the church is always God himself, and the most portentous fact about any man is not what he at a given moment may say or do, but what he in his deep heart conceives God to be like," end quote. Tremendous words. I hope you're diligent to learn what God says about himself and not what you or somebody else might think he's like. John MacArthur here, hoping you'll join me again for Portraits of Grace.
Local, national, and heavenly talk. This is the David Spoon Experience on AM 1210 K-Praise, the Christian station.
Welcome back. Thank you for joining us here at AM 1210 K-Praise, the Christian station here in San Diego, California. I'll give you an update on my grandchild. He's not here yet. That's the update. I guess my daughter-in-law went into the doctor, and you know what the doctor said? Not yet.
And to watch.
That's right. So we're just waiting, and you'll know if I'm in the middle of a sentence and I go, tugboat Todd, and then you hear something like a Scooby-Doo sound. That's how you'd kind of know, hey, I think that whole baby thing for Dave, the grandkid thing, that's happening. So we'll keep you informed. Certainly, we will do that for you. I do want to let you know this segment brought to you by Excalibur Roofing, one of my dearest of all friends. We love Eric and Ingrid, and they're just great people. We ask you to, you know, we ask you to pray for all of our sponsors. Have you noticed that? We don't really, you know, limit that. When we have a sponsor that's into the show, that are Christians like, you know, we are, have that same kind of faith, same sort of, you know, same kind of mentality that Jesus Christ, the Son of the living God, that he died on the cross and 3 days later he rose again. He's at the right hand of the Father now after the ascension and he's coming back soon. When you have that testimony, when our plumb line is Genesis 1:1 to Revelation 22:21, when we know that it's the 66 books in that Bible that communicate the heart and mind of God, you know, those are the people that engage with us. Those are the people that help sponsor this show. They're the people that pour their hearts out, their finances, their hearts out. And we would ask that you pray that the Lord do nothing but bless them. How about that? How do you like them apples? That's your big live read endorsement. Pray for the sponsors. Pray for the people that support the show, that make it so that you can enjoy it if you're enjoying it, or if you're somebody who listens to it and you're miserable but you enjoy being miserable, then pray for the people that are helping make you miserable one way or another. It doesn't matter to me. ExcaliburRoofing.com is their website. Go say hi to them. Go to their Facebook page and just say hello by going to Facebook and typing Excalibur Roofing, 760-743-8803. There you go. Quick reminder for those that have churches, and we've been talking about this a lot, churches that are, maybe you're at the 50 church, 30 church, 50 church, 80 or 50 member, 30 member, 80 member level, maybe at the 200 level. Maybe you're somewhere between 20 people and 500 people. and you're like, yeah, I wish we can go on one of those trips to Israel and get one of those discounts, you can. I can help you do that. In fact, in the second hour, Reuven Doran from Israel, live from Israel, going to be on the show talking about Genesis Tours, working together with Salem Media Group, and how Sean Thornton, the senior pastor of Calvary Community Church, is going to be leading the group. And there's going to be a big trip, and it's going to be in November, November 1st through the 10th. And with Reuven Doran, who lives in Israel and knows all the nuances and helps coordinate on every single tour, and he'll tell you a little bit about it when he gets on the show. We love having him on because it's just great fellowship. He's helping coordinate that, and we've been given permission to kind of combine some of these deals so that instead of it being just one church doing 20 or 30 people, now you can do one church has two or three people, put them together with another church has two or three, another church has two or three, and then when you get to that 8, 9, and 10, I think it's the 9 and 10 range, then you can get even more of a discount. So I think the trip starts at about 4 Jeezels, and if you get the discount, it's less. So I'm just telling you, and that's an all-inclusive, just in case you are unaware. We encourage you to go to KPRZ.com. It's one of the big banners on the top of our page. Click on it. And if you are unsure as to how to make contact, get in touch with me personally, and I will put you in touch with Genesis Tours and with Reuven. My email, davidspoon at KPRZ.com, KPRZ.com. All right, before we get into our first DDD, first I want to check and see how my producer is doing. Tugboat Todd, how is life? How are you? Are you doing okay? You doing decent? Okay, that's a good sign. And people think, well, you guys must get together and spend the whole day together. And as anybody will tell you, I got in the office today. It was right about 8, and I'm pretty sure I saw Tugboat Todd coming out of the sales meeting into another meeting, then out of the sales meeting. We didn't have a chance to talk till what, like 1:30?
Yeah, right around there.
I mean, we don't get that opportunity to chat the way people think we do. So I want to make sure you're doing okay.
I'm always good.
Yeah. You have a great attitude, by the way. I one of those, you know, some people are like Eeyore. Tugboat Todd is not like Eeyore.
What am I, like Winnie the Pooh?
Let's not push it. Let's go with not like Eeyore. Can you just take that? Just leave it there. Okay. All right.
I want to be Pooh Bear, okay?
What are you having? Are you in the mood for honey all of a sudden? You know, somebody should have told Pooh Bear.
Wear pants.
No. Well, besides that, the Bible says too much honey makes one vomit. And she says, you know, Pooh Bear, you got to calm it down, okay? Can't be like a baby needing pancakes. Relax.
Honey is the only food that doesn't spoil.
I'm not even going to touch that with a 10-foot, you know what
it's else a Snapple
doesn't fact. Spoil? You know what else doesn't spoil?
What?
A Twinkie. It's the only thing that will live through a nuclear bomb. That and those little buggy things, whatever those are, cockroaches. So if a nuclear bomb happens, all those going to be left are Twinkies and cockroaches. Now, I don't know how that works.
El cucaracha.
Okay. Here we go. Two-stage calling. That's the title of this DDD, Devotional Diamond of the Day, Matthew chapter 28, verse 6 through 7. This is not a complex teaching. I don't want it to be. Or a complex communique. It's pretty simple. It's two-stage calling. There's two stages. Here's what it said, Matthew chapter 28, verse 6 through 7, referring to Jesus. He is not here. He has risen just as he said. Come, see the place where he lay. Then go quickly and tell his disciples he has risen from the dead. Now, people will read that, and you should read that, and you've got Easter that's getting, winding in, and we got Wowzer Bowser, although for some of us who are believers, we think that Christmas and Easter are every day. I mean, that's kind of how a lot of us look at that. And that doesn't mean that we object to anybody celebrating. We just think that we celebrate the resurrection of Jesus Christ every day. It's like I live my life that way. But there's two things that is said by the angel in the beginning and two things that are said by the end, and they're very fascinating if you kind of put them together, a couple of them together in like a two-stage calling. Here's the first thing that the angel says. Come and see. Do you know that for people that are trying to figure out, how to engage with the Lord, there's this wonderful passage in the Old Testament that says, taste and see that the Lord is good. It's almost as though the Lord challenges people, like, come here and see what I can do. Come to me and see what I can do. And once you have that encounter, you know what the angel tells you to do. All right, now that you have come and you have seen, now go and tell. You see? It's like a very interesting process. The Lord challenges you and I to come and see. Come, open up your heart, Jesus said. Let me dine with you. Let me engage with you. Let me teach you. Let me instruct you. Let me give you that opportunity for you to engage with me. Come and see if it's true. And there's a lot of people that you may be always, I think this happens, well, people will encounter other people who aren't saved, and then they think, well, gosh, I'm not reading the four spiritual laws, I'm not taking him down the Romans road, I'm not giving him all the things that have been given as tools that, by the way, have been very, very effective for many, many people. Sometimes you can do this, and I've had the privilege of leading people to the Lord by not almost by doing nothing, but just simply by saying, oh, you don't believe? Why don't you ask God if he's real? Why don't you ask God to show you? Why don't you come and see? And then let's see what happens. You see, you have to have enough confidence that God reveals himself. You know, people will say, well, no, it has to be through a track. It has to be through somebody else witnessing. Do you know how many hundreds of thousands of people have become Christians simply because the Lord has tapped them on the back of the shoulder and said, look up here without saying a word. I mean, you just can't imagine how many people have had encounters with God. And here's what the Lord challenges people. Come see, taste, find out. Because once you taste that the Lord is good, you will go and tell. But first, come and see. Now, what's amazing about this passage is it does have more to do with just the angels telling the disciples. But look at who the angel is telling people that believe. And I got a message for you. While this is a fantastic evangelical push, it's even a better relational push because too many Christians know Jesus from afar. They never got real close to the cross. Get closer to the cross. Don't look from a distance. Come and see about Jesus Christ and what he can do in your life. And then you will go and tell because you won't be able to keep it in. That's great evangelism. Taste the Lord. Find out. You'll be amazed what the water of life is like. You're listening to the David Spoon Experience here on AM 1210 K-Praise, the Christian station here in San Diego, California. Going to take a short break and then come back. Don't go anywhere. Is this you? Is this you? I
want to be. Oh, I want to be. Local, national, and heavenly talk. This is the David Spoon Experience on AM 1210 K-Praise, the Christian station.
Christ has replaced the dark door of death with the shining gate of life.
Our daily bread.
Today's encouragement from the Our Daily Bread devotional was written by David Roper. In a Washington Post article titled Tech Titan's Latest Project, Defy Death, Ariana Cha wrote about the efforts of Peter Thiel and other tech moguls to extend human life indefinitely. They're prepared to spend billions on the project. They are a little late. Death has already been defeated. Jesus said, I am the resurrection and the life. The one who believes in me will live, even though they die, and whoever lives by believing in me will never die. Jesus assures us that those who put their trust in him will never ever, under any circumstances whatever, die. To be clear, our bodies will die. And there is nothing anyone can do to change that. But the thinking, reasoning, remembering, loving, adventuring part of us that we call me, myself, and I will never ever die. David continues, and here's the best part. It's a gift. All you have to do is receive the salvation Jesus offers. C.S. Lewis, musing on this notion, describes it as something like a chuckle in the darkness, the sense that something that simple is the answer. Some say, it's too simple. Well, I say, if God loved you even before you were born and wants you to live with him forever, why would he make it hard? Now you can get Our Daily Bread delivered fresh to your inbox.
Sign up for the email devotional when you visit odb.org. That's odb.org. Thanks for listening to Our Daily Bread. Today's encouragement was provided by Our Daily Bread Ministries.
The people of Uganda need the gospel. New believers need churches, and these churches need pastors. I'm Pastor Onesmus Ngoboka, a graduate of Southern California Seminary. I'll return to Uganda to start a Bible school so I can pass on biblical training to other pastors who will start new churches. Whitefields has joined me in this vision to provide support for pastors planting churches in the villages of Uganda. Because Whitefields understands no pastor should be a stranger, they are supporting local pastors to reach our own people.
This is David Spoon, and many of you are out there looking for an opportunity to advance the kingdom of God. Well, your partnership by praying and donating to Whitefields Ministry can advance the cause of Christ by starting more churches in needy communities. Visit whitefields.org or call 760-846-8610 and donate today.
It's the one and only David Spoon Experience on AM 1210 K-Praise, the Christian station.
Welcome back. Thank you for joining us here at AM 1210 K-Praise, the Christian station here in San Diego, California, where I just spit up my tea all over my notes. You might be saying, well, Dave, why would you do that? All I've got for you is 55 and getting older. So I was drinking my tea and, you know, is that supposed to be tea?
Yeah, it's your tea boiling.
Oh, is that what that is? Oh. Yeah, it's kind of different. I can live with that. I don't know what happened. I'm just glad that it didn't come through my nostrils, although it kind of felt like it did there for a second. So if you hear me clomp and fall down on the desk like this, then you know there's problems. But until that happens, we'll just keep going. This segment brought to you by our great friend Sam Rasul. Now, Sam was supposed to be in, and then Sam got caught up in, guess what, like real estate business. Well, go figure. He's one of the top real estate agents in the country. He got so busy he couldn't break away because he was taking care of his clients. And that's why we support his business. We support his ministry. We support him sharing his testimony wherever he gets an opportunity. And so he's in that position where he needed to take care of clients. And it's like, dude, take care of your clients. We'll just reschedule. But this segment is brought to you by Sam Rasul, by our good friend. And we want you to know that if you're thinking about real estate in any capacity, in your mind, if your mind is reaching into the realm of land and home and real estate and relocation, while you're traveling in your mind down that wonderful road that you're going to, that person you just passed was Sam. And you got to touch base with Sam so he can take you to the right place. Think Sam. Do you like that illustration? That's pretty good, right?
I wish people could have seen the hand gestures.
Well, thinksam.com. We Jewish people, I don't talk with just my feet. You know they say, oh, I love this. Oh, verbal communication is only 4%. 96% is, okay, well, A, that's not true for anybody in radio who's ever listened to radio because you don't see any of that. You might hear in fluctuation, but it's in the voice. Hello? And if it's so true, then everybody watch TV with no sound. Then let's see how you enjoy it. 4%. They come up with stats and information. Sometimes it's the most ridiculous thing. Well, insanity is trying to do the same thing over and over again and expecting different results. Well, then by golly, never diet. And why should you try at homework? If you didn't get it once, trying it twice just means you're insane.
73.5% of all facts are made up.
That's so great. Just think about that. So some of the things they come up with, they're doozies. You know, they come up with some real good ones. And it's like, and then they act like they're so true. I saw Bill Nye the other day on one of the shows. Bill Nye the Science Guy. Okay? And Bill Nye the Science Guy needs to get a hat guy because that guy needs a little help. But here's the bottom line. He's like, it's settled. It's settled. And then the person said, well, how is it settled? And it's like, because they said it's settled, and it's settled. And it's like, wait, that doesn't make anything settled. If that was true, then all things that were settled in the 1600s would remain true now. Isn't that true? For example, Coca-Cola. Let's use Coca-Cola as an example. Coca-Cola, originally made with ingredients that we might not consider legal. If that was settled as to how the drink would be, that would still be in there. Ah! It's hard to argue with them fact things, isn't it? Those simple things that get in the way. All right, what does that got to do with anything? Nothing. We're back to Sam. Sam is the man. Real Estate Sam. ThinkSam.com. Here all the rest of your life. Think ridiculous facts. I need to talk to Sam so we can get it straightened out. Everybody can get this straightened out by talking to Sam. We tell you, if it's not real estate for you,
send him to Sam.
ThinkSam.com. 858-780-1SAM. 858-780-1SAM. We make no apologies for the insanity we bring to the show. Sorry. Can't do it. All right, let's go to our second DDD. You've been served. What do you got for me?
We just got served. We just got served. We just got served.
That's right. I read this today. How's that? I wrote this today. Micah 6, 2 through 5. Listen to the Lord's lawsuit. Uh-oh. You mountains and enduring foundations of the earth, because the Lord has a case against his people, and he will argue it against Israel. You know how we always think we have a case against the Lord? Here's the Lord going, listen to my lawsuit. Uh-oh. Well, the Lord says, do you listen to my lawsuit? You've been served. You get it? You have been served. My people, here's what the Lord says. What have I done to you? Or how have I wearied you? Testify against me. Wow. I don't want to be in the room when the Lord says that, you know? Testify against me. No, I'm not saying anything. Here's what he says. Indeed, here's the Lord's lawsuit. I have brought you up from the land of Egypt. That's number one. I redeemed you from the place of slavery. Number two. I sent Moses, Aaron, and Miriam ahead of you. Number three, my people, remember what Balak, king of Moab, proposed, what Balaam, son of Beor, answered him, and what happened at the acacia grove to Gilgal. And here's what happened, so you need to understand. What was proposed by Balak was that Balaam curse Israel. That's what was proposed. I want you to catch what the lawsuit is from the Lord. The Lord's argument against us, him serving us, is this. This prophet wanted to curse you, and this king of this foreign people, actually this leader of this foreign people, wanted him to curse you, people. But I made him give you a blessing instead of a curse. That's the Lord's lawsuit against his people. There it is right there. Oh, it's not a case we can ever win. Listen to the lawsuit. People tried to curse you, and I turned the curse into a blessing. Then the Lord says, so you may acknowledge that the Lord's acts are righteous. So here's the lawsuit God has against us. What have I done to you? What have I done wrong to you? I turned the cursings in your life into a blessing. What are you going to charge me with? Were you like, ooh, nothing? It's like, right. How do you charge the Lord? Because the Lord has circumvented events in your life. He's taken these events and he's squished them together in such a way as to create goodness out of what was no goodness, to bring great out of lousy, to bring light out of darkness, to bring joy out of unhappiness, to bring literally glory out of destitution. And he's done that in your life time and time and time again. So the Lord's like, you know what? I got a lawsuit. You got a complaint? I got a complaint. Here's my complaint. I do these wonderful things for you, and then you sit there and tell me how I do bad things to you and how I'm wearing you down and how I'm discouraging you. And the Lord's like, I turn these curses into a blessing. When something happens and you think it's the end of the world, guess what? When it turns out not to be the end of the world, who's supposed to get the credit? You? Or the Lord who arranged it so that it would go from bad to rad? who arranged it so it would go from dark to light, from hurt to happiness. Where is his credit? His lawsuit is valid. He's going to be able to sue us all. There's nothing we can testify against the Lord. He's turned our darkness into our light. He's turned bitterness into joy and taken the worst of things and made it the best. He took Saul, who was a church destroyer, and made him Paul, the church builder. How many things in your life has God taken that you consider to be utter failures that you can't figure out between you and the Lord, and taken that very same thing and made it a strength that you never imagined? Stop being afraid. Stop thinking that that circumstance or situation is greater than God. Mustard seed of faith, my friends, changes the world. See it his way. His lawsuit is valid. There's nothing we can say except for, let's testify for the Lord. You're listening to the David Spoon Experience here on AM 1210 KPRZ, the Christian station here in San Diego, California. Going to take a short break, then we're coming back. Don't go anywhere.
The David Spoon Experience on AM 1210 KPRZ, the Christian station.
Do you want to help your children grow up to be financially independent? We have a few suggestions today on helping you make that dream a reality. This is Truth Itself. I'm Bob Dittmer. Chuck Bentley, the CEO of Crown Financial Ministries, says all parents want to help their children financially, but it is more important to teach them to become financially independent. Here are some of his suggestions on accomplishing that goal. First, start early with dividing all income, including birthday gifts, into envelopes for giving, saving, and spending. When they're young, he recommends they give 10%, save 70%, and have up to 20% in a spending envelope. Those ratios can change over time. Next, give them responsibilities to pay for expenses as they grow older. Things like a cell phone, the first car, their car insurance and gas. All of these teach important lessons on earning, saving, and spending. Also, make sure you teach your children God's financial principles about debt, saving, giving, planning, and being a faithful steward. Bentley says they're able to learn much earlier than we may give them credit. And finally, if your adult children live at home, give them financial responsibilities and goals to achieve before moving out on their own. Bentley says preparing your children to manage their money well will set them apart from their peers and give them a great start in life. And he recommends you use their daily devotional called God is Faithful to help in the training. More than 20 years ago, a group of Christian pioneers partnered in a bold new approach to health care based on principles found in God's Word. They called it MediShare. Today, with over 200,000 members, it's a national community of believers who love God and share each other's medical expenses. And it's half the cost of insurance. MediShare is not available in Montana. MediShare, affordable biblical health care. The phone number is 844-49-BIBLE. That's 844-49-BIBLE. You can see these stories and more on our website, truthitself.com. Truth Itself, news that impacts your faith, family, and country.
Wow! In addition to being experts at new roof construction, old roof repairs, remodeling and maintenance, did you know that Excalibur Roofing is also an expert in waterproofing? That's right. No water allowed. Sorry, rubber ducky. From using the top-of-the-line Life Deck systems for deck coating to flat or sloping roofs, Excalibur Roofing covers the angles. Get it? With over 20 years of experience, an active member in the BBB, licensed and bonded in roofing classifications, plus testimonials from people just like you, you can count on Excalibur Roofing. Call 760-743-8803. That number again, 760-743-8803. Or go online to their website at excaliberroofing.com. The best part of all their estimates are free. Just give them a call. What have you got to lose? But leaks, not onions. 760-743-8803. For residential or commercial help, remember, Excalibur Roofing. They've got you covered.
The David Spoon Experience continues on AM 1210 KPRZ, the Christian station.
Welcome back. Thank you for joining us here at AM 1210 KPRZ, the Christian station here in San Diego, California. This segment brought to you by our good friend Steve Wheeler and his wonderful wife, Coral, and their ministry, Whitefields Ministries, taking the gospel to the four corners of the earth, preaching the gospel in places that Jesus has never been taught, supporting rural pastors who are planting churches 50 and 100 miles away from something called a road. How about that? They're also helping provide clean drinking water for villages that never have that opportunity, have never even had purified drinking water, which hence explains why most of them die at an earlier age. Another thing that the Whitefields Ministries is doing is networking between different ministries. They do a lot of material, but the main thrust they have is supporting rural pastors, pastors who are part of the culture, who decide, I want to go to this place, and I want to share Jesus. And they're told, you know, Jesus hasn't been shared there. That's a gamble. And they're willing to do it, and Whitefields is willing to support them. We encourage you to go to whitefields.org. Whitefields.org. You can also always call Danielle at 760-846-8610. 760-846-8610. The only reason and we've talked about this before, talk about that. I like people going to the website because they see the videos, they see the pictures, they see the testimonies, they see what it is that they're doing. They see the pictures of the well and the different wells that they're building, and we've helped support that, and we think that's an awesome thing to give people clean drinking water. And it's like you get that feel for it, that engagement with it, and then you can call and talk to Steve. In the meantime, regardless, you can pray for a ministry like that. I can't imagine why you can't pray for a ministry like that. That might be a nice way to say it. I gave my email address at some point. So if you want to, you're welcome to send an email, davidspoon@kprz.com. Trying to think if there's anything else I got to cover. Oh, I did get this confirmation. James Robison. Oh, I'm pretty excited about this. So when I told you about the church experience I had, it was a difficult church experience. But some of the things you guys don't know about that I haven't shared about is my brother was the first one who left the church. And after he left, then I left, you know, not long after and so on and so forth. And everybody started getting out one by one. Well, it was after my brother had prayer with James Robison, and James Robison prayed for him to be free from the bondage and so on and so forth. And I was able to share that with his assistant on Friday. And now James Robison will be on the show next week, and he's going to do one segment for his book and another segment just to talk about the experience that he had. He's not even aware of all the results of it, so I'm kind of looking forward to sharing it with him, that when he prayed for my brother. And it was a major time in James Robinson's life and a major time in our life. So it's a personal – it's just one of those things where I'm really appreciative that I get to do that. It's just one of those cool things. All right. We have I Will Find My Way. We have song. What else do we have? So we have a song with it. Let's play the song and then get into the DDD.
God will make a way where there seems to be no way. He works in ways we cannot see. He will make a way for me.
There you go. He will give us a way, direct us away. So the title of this is actually called I Will Find My Way. In the sense that we're talking about the woman who suffered with the issue of blood for 12 years. Want to get into that? Something I caught that I had not caught before. Every once in a while, I will read the Berean Standard Bible, the BSB. And it's a kind of a cool translation, somewhere between a NIV and a NAS. Okay? Somewhere between those two would be the Berean Study Bible, which they don't even have an Old Testament out yet, but I love stuff like that. I'd rather enjoy it. Here's the passage. Here's what it says. Mark chapter 5, verse 24 through 28. So Jesus went with him, and a large crowd followed and pressed around him. And the woman was there who had been afflicted for 12 years by an issue of bleeding. She had suffered greatly under the care of many physicians and had spent all she had, but to no avail. Instead, her condition only grew worse. When the woman heard about Jesus, she came up through the crowd behind him and touched his cloak, for she kept saying, if I only touch his clothes, I will be healed. A couple of things to note for those that are a little bit more into the studious part of material like this. This woman had an issue of blood for 12 years. Jairus, the ruler who came to Jesus, who Jesus was going with son, I think it was his daughter. Anyway, he was going to see her, Tabitha, that was his little girl, get up. Anyway, she was 12 years old, And in her infirmed condition, this woman had her condition for 12 years. I always thought that was a weird, unique kind of thing. Here, Jesus is walking with the guy to go heal this guy's 12-year-old daughter, and this woman has an issue of blood for 12 years. So the amount of length this young girl's been alive is the same amount of time this woman has had the issue of blood. It's like, wow. That's kind of a cool little observation. Anyway, here's what Scripture says. It says that she suffered greatly under the care of doctors. She spent a great deal of money, right? Under the care of many physicians, spent all she had, but to no avail. Instead, her condition only grew worse. One of the worst things in the world is you go into the doctor to get better, only it just gets worse. It's like, don't tell me. That's the most frustrating thing there is. Okay, I'm going to the doctor. I'm spending a lot of money. How am I doing? Worse. I could have taken that money and went to Disneyland. Yeah, pretty much. Like, wow. She spent all she had. There was no progress in the power of human wisdom that was taking place. This one was kind of at her end. There's not. She wasn't going to get better by spending more money. She wasn't going to go to the University of Jerusalem back in the day of Jesus and have them do special medication work and have her find a solution. That wasn't happening. She was done. So she hears about Jesus. The woman heard about Jesus, verse 27 says. And she came up through the crowd behind him. Here's the first thing I caught. Ooh. See, Jesus is walking by. She's there, right? She doesn't come up to him in the front. She walks behind him. Now, you got to get the visual. So it's like you're walking down the street and there's people around you. And so it's over. Then somebody's coming up behind you. You don't see them, right? It's kind of like, ooh, that's kind of spooky-ish. Right? She comes up behind him. She's going to touch his clothes, right? And for her, the point of contact for faith was touching Jesus' clothes. Maybe it could have been her asking Jesus to help. Maybe it could have been her grabbing his hand. Whatever the case, in her case, it was all I got to do is touch his clothes. I'm there. That was her point of contact for faith. Not a problem. But verse 28 is the thing that caught my attention. Verse 28 says this, "For she kept saying, if only I touch his clothes, I will be healed." So I'm reading this, and I look at this like five times. She kept on saying, and then I kept saying, who did she say that to? In other words, she's there, she's desperate, and she keeps on saying, if only I touch his clothes, I will be healed. She's not telling that to the people around her in the crowd. She's saying that to herself. I got to touch his clothes. I got to touch his clothes. And what caught me on that kind of caught me off guard, was she's saying to herself, if I can just touch his clothes, I'm going to be healed. If I can just touch his clothes, I'm going to be healed. And I got a message for you that came out of that, which you might think is goofy. Nothing to do with anything other than the reality. Our words, our own words affect us. She had gotten to this place where her touching his clothes was this point of contact for faith, and she was saying it to herself over and over again. It wasn't positive speaking until it happened. This is what she believed, and she was saying it and reinforcing it to herself by saying, I'm going to touch his clothes. I'm going to get healed. It's going to happen. And before you sit there and say, well, that seems absurd, why don't you look at Proverbs 18:21, which says, the tongue has the power of life and death. Or why don't you look at a passage like Jeremiah 1:7? But the Lord said to me, do not say, I am too young. The Lord told Jeremiah, don't say that about yourself. There's some things that it's okay to say. You know, I'm a goofy guy. I'm a knucklehead. I'm a mess, but I'm God's mess. There's nothing wrong with that. But there's times where you'll say to yourself over and over again, I'm a loser, and you really mean it. And that's how you get that little Eeyore thing going on. That's how you get that depression and that discouragement, because you keep speaking it to yourself and encouraging yourself to be depressed. If you're going to say something, you might as well say something uplifting. Don't you think there's enough people and enough spirits and enough power trying to drag you down? You might as well be for you. There's enough people, enough beings against you. And she kept on saying, I'm just going to touch this guy's clothes. I'm going to get healed. I'm going to touch his clothes. I'm going to get healed. That's exactly what happened. She touched his clothes and she got healed. And Jesus acknowledged her faith. It was great. But she had to say it to herself over and over again. Some of you say over and over again how bad you are, what a loser you are, how ineffective you are, how God doesn't love you, and you say it time and time and time and time again, and then you can't figure out why there's a dark cloud over your head. That's part of it right there. Why don't you acknowledge what God says? He loves you. You're the delight of his eyes. And he wants you to know he cares. Why don't you say that over and over again? Because that's true. You're listening to the David Spoon Experience here on AM 1210 KPRZ, the Christian station here in San Diego, California. You're going to take a short break and then coming back, don't go anywhere.
David Spoon Experience continues on AM 1210 KPRZ, the Christian station.
This is Albert Moeller for townhall.com. The state of Washington Supreme Court recently handed down a ruling that puts the religious liberty of all Americans at risk. As the Associated Press reports, the Washington Supreme Court ruled unanimously that a florist who refused to provide services for a same-sex wedding broke the state's anti-discrimination law. The florist, Baronelle Stutzman, had served the same-sex couple in question many times in the past. What she objected to as a matter of Christian conscience was participation in a same-sex wedding. Stutzman's attorneys argued that flower arranging is an expressive ability that constitutes a form of speech protected by the Constitution under the First Amendment. The Washington court denied this, and we can only ask that if Baronelle Stutzman's professional application of her ability as a florist is not speech, and thus is not protected speech, then what about any other form of artistic expression? This is not only a loss for one Washington State florist, it's a loss for every American citizen. I'm Albert Moeller.
This is John MacArthur welcoming you to Portraits of Grace. In his classic book, The Knowledge of the Holy, A.W. Tozer writes, quote, "The history of mankind will probably show that no people has ever risen above its religion, and man's spiritual history will positively demonstrate that no religion has ever been greater than its idea of God. Worship is pure or base as the worshiper entertains high or low thoughts of God. For this reason, the gravest question before the church is always God himself, and the most portentous fact about any man is not what he at a given moment may say or do, but what he in his deep heart conceives God to be like," end quote. Tremendous words. I hope you're diligent to learn what God says about himself and not what you or somebody else might think he's like. John MacArthur here, hoping you'll join me again for Portraits of Grace.
Recently on Washington Watch Live, Tony Perkins talked about how liberal policy requires conservatives to focus on social issues.
Every single one is conservatives responding to what liberals have done, using either the courts or the government to impose a radical social policy. It was the way it was on marriage. And then they cry foul. Well, you can't, you're spending all your time on social issues. I'd be quite happy not to spend any time on social policy. Focus on defense. Focus on economic issues. We could, if they were not pushing their radical anti-life, anti-family policies.
You can find out more when you visit TonyPerkins.com.
The David Spoon Experience on AM 1210 KPRZ, the Christian station. Let your
welcome back. Thank you for joining us here at AM 1210 KPRZ, the Christian station here in San Diego, California. Well, that's a rarity in the last 3 or 4 weeks when I get to tell you that the weather is not just wet, right? It was really raining hard the other day. It was just raining.
Right? I think they said it was a record set, the heaviest rain in 13 years.
Was that right?
Yep.
I'll tell you, it's the weirdest part that I don't get. I'll say this. I don't want to take too much time, but the weirdest part I don't get is if it rains super duper 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 hard, okay, it takes a long time to get anywhere. Everybody kind of gets that. But if it rains kind of hard, I can get to work faster than if there's no rain. Because I think what happens is some people don't drive in the rain, and therefore they go, it's raining, sick, I see a sick day coming my way. Or, hey, you know, this is, I love this line now that people use, I'll just work from home. As if they're working from home. Who believes that? I don't believe it either. Oh, no, I answered an email. That's like the greatest line in the world. Yeah, I worked 8 hours from home because I read this one email and said, I got it covered. So funny. People are classic, aren't they? They're classic. All right. Reuven Doering going to be jumping on the show next hour. We're looking forward to that. Don't forget about the free app. An app is, what is it? App is an application, right?
It's simply, not an appetizer, yeah.
It's not an appetizer. Although you did bring up that good point about a sampler versus an appetizer. We'll talk about that later. But anyway, free app for KPRZ. Doesn't matter whether it's iPhone or Android. It's a better way to listen if you want to take the radio with you, so to speak, with your phone wherever you go.
It's a great way to keep tabs on our contest.
That's true. And you know what they just did? They just loaded up. So there's a theater that Susie Q put together for a screening, and there was 170 people that could see that screening and pre-screening for free, and 200 people signed up. So that ought to tell you how effective that's becoming. Very, very effective. People should utilize that when they can. All right, let's use the music and go into this last one. The title of this, by the way, is Slowly I Turn.
Slowly I turned, and step by step, inch by inch.
I love that. Is that the Three Stooges one directly? Okay. So you're sitting there thinking, what has that got to do with Christianity? Everything. Don't you understand? 2 Corinthians chapter 3, verse 18. 2 Corinthians 3:18 says this, and we, who with unveiled faces all reflect the Lord's glory, are being transformed into his likeness with ever-increasing glory. Do you know what with ever-increasing glory means? It means glory by glory. Ever increasing glory. Glory by glory. We with unveiled faces all reflect the Lord's glory, are being transformed into his likeness with glory by glory by glory, which comes from the Lord who is the Spirit. In other words, it is step by step, inch by inch, that God is transforming you and I to reflect in our lives that which he has judicially placed us in. We are justified by the redeeming work of the Lord Jesus Christ. Sanctification is all about making you and I look that way now that we have been declared to be that way. In other words, the Lord pronounces you innocent and then starts chiseling away for you to have a more reflective life of Jesus. That is when you move, and it's not just Jesus is Savior, but Jesus is Savior and Lord, Master. And what he's Lord of is each arena in our lives. Now, what we all know is that he is not functioning that way in our power. It's each area that he has in our lives, he takes over that lordship as much as you and I yield to him. And it's area by area, step by step, and inch by inch. I know you would like God to touch you, and you could be the Flash. And then you can just run and be like Jesus automatically. Or you're a Star Trek fan and you want to go in the transporter and you want to hit the button, come out on the other side, and you're done. Presto, change-o. Here's the problem. It don't work like that. Here's how it works. Step by step. I lovingly say, not in any mean fashion in any capacity, but that the Lord is making me look like Jesus one 2x4 smack in the head at a time. Because it's like it takes a little bit to get through to me. I'm sure I'm the only Christian who's ever walked the face of the earth that the Lord has a hard time getting through, so I might be a little bit more faced like a 2x4. But the fact that he smacks you with a 2x4 isn't that he doesn't love you. It's simply that you can reflect more and more the glory of Jesus Christ, and it is the evidence that he loves you, because only God's children, whom he loves and whom he disciplines, are geared to look more and more like Jesus. So sometimes the very trial you go through can be the very testimony God gives you that you are right on track in the love of God. Yeah, the kingdom is so weird, isn't it? It's just the weirdest. All right, folks, you're listening to the David Spoon Experience here on AM 1210 K-Praise, the Christian station here in San Diego, California. Going to take a short break and then come back. You'll hear Marty, then we'll return. Don't go anywhere.
Stay tuned for more of the David Spoon Experience on AM 1210 K-Praise, the Christian station.